What it means is like, you know, well, you're kind of doing the same thing they're doing. And it's like, I disagree, but I understand. But here's the thing. Interpretations do have to be tailored. They have to be tailored to fit the word. And they have to fit the word concisely, perfectly. There has to be a real fit. You know, and so every interpreter has to be a good tailor, so to speak. He has to be careful to make sure he gets, you know, he can't have one leg longer than the other. He can't have the waistband too slack or too tight, and so on. Well, the problem with these doctrines is what it does is you come up with a suit and you say, the scriptures are going to fit into this. I got it. Because the thing is, it's impossible really to go and just from a few scriptures, you put the piece together something, and then you're going to push the whole thing into that. It's not a good idea. It's not a sound interpretation. It's not a sound doctrine. Dispensationalism is not the rightly dividing of the word. It is the hacking and slashing of the word, as far as I'm concerned. Because there's all manner of error in it. But according to the scriptures, the understanding of dispensation is very simple. There is something being handed out, and it's in here. And it's come to us, you know, the dispensation of the grace of God. The grace of God has to be dispensed, and it's been committed to Paul to do that. Why is that so hard? Why does it have to be turned into something monolithic and giant and crazy? It's like all the other things in religion. I swear, they take a little something and they go, run. They run with it. Okay, and I don't want to get away from teaching this word and get off on those things. But it's almost impossible for me to do that because it's such a large issue today. All right? And having said that, I'm sure I'll have more to say on that in the future. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote afore in few words. He wrote them in something shorter. So Ephesians is a pretty short book. I assume he means by comparison. Or maybe he means, maybe in a bigger book, he wrote less about the mystery. I don't know. You know, because a lot of these letters were passed around. I think it was at the end of, what is it? I think it was at the end of Philippians, actually, where he said, or maybe it was at the, let me just look at one more page there. Well, then it has to be Colossians, I believe. If it's not that, then I'm going to be pretty well stuck. Oh, good. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Colossians chapter 4, verse 16 says, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. I say it different than other people, because I looked it up in the concordance, and I don't know. Sometimes I like to be contrary, just for fun. Because if it's correct, you know, but mispronunciations are contagious, you know. And they're kind of fun, too. English is fun like that, because we can all, you know, I don't make a lot of pretensions about the way I speak. I mean, I use shortcuts, and I talk like a regular person, because that's all I am. So there are letters, the letters get passed around. So I'm not sure what he's referring to, meaning, though I can think of, you know, remember in Galatians, which I think was probably earlier than this, but who could know for sure? And honestly, it doesn't even matter, you know, but in Galatians, he talked a little bit about the mystery and, very little in Romans. And you could just do a search on mystery to see how little in Romans. I think in the last part of chapter 16, he makes mention of the mystery or a mystery. See, there, you know, it's not like just one mystery. There's one mystery, and it's this mystery. There can be, you know, there are lots of mysteries. The mystery of iniquity, you know, that doth already work. And the mystery of the church being as one body, you know. But in the end of Romans, in verse 25, he talks about, you know, him that hath power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scripture and the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. And to me, that's like looking back at the whole book. People want to read into it, whatever, fine. But a lot of the things Paul wrote about were kind of mysterious. I mean, and I don't mean that his writings are hard to understand. What I mean is they were revelations of things that had been kept secret. That's what a mystery is. It's a revelation of, because if it's a secret, you don't realize there's a mystery there. You know what I mean? A mystery is only becomes, and at least biblically, as far as I can tell, it only becomes significant when it's being shown, when it's being revealed. It's like, oh, look, a mystery. A revealed secret. That's what a mystery is. It's a secret that has been revealed. Now, the English word mystery has come to mean a lot of other things. It means a secret that's still a secret, but we know there's a secret. Okay. Whereby when you read, or when you read, or by this epistle, by what he wrote afore, meaning this his understanding of this mystery came by revelation. Because there really was no precedent for it in the Old Testament, that Jews and Gentiles in one body, mystically joined in union in one body with Christ. I mean, there's also other things, where, you know, that we would become the sons of God. The Jews kind of thought of themselves like that, but not in the way we do in Christianity, the way we think of what we're going to become. Because the afterlife was kind of a... In the Old Testament, it's a very sketchy subject. I mean, it does talk about the resurrection in the book of Daniel, but there's sort of like... You know, sometimes I look at that and I think like, well, you know, man doesn't know. It's not all revealed. But now it is revealed. Which in other ages, which was not made known to the sons of men. This mystery of Christ. Because the mystery of Christ, it entails... If you say the mystery of Christ, there's a lot of stuff about Christ that's mysterious.